I was trying my best not to look Tamara in the eye in case she directed her impatience at me. We'd been waiting for Victor for a good half hour, and Tamara hates to be kept waiting.
Waiter! Give me your finest bottle of Chateauneuf des Papes. I want to celebrate tonight.
A brilliant choice, miss. I'll be right back with our finest bottle. Already spending money we haven't earned yet? Just the Tamara I know. I mean, who am I to judge? It's her money, really. I'm just the brains behind the business. But sometimes, I just wish she'd spend more responsibly. The business could use a good injection of fresh capital. And if she'd redirect her spending into our business idea, we might not even need a big investor. We could start small. Like I advised, before I could finish my inner monologue, Tamara clicked her fingers at me.
Leo!
I'm sorry. What?
I said, I want to buy a bunch of crypto! And then I'll get myself an apartment at Cabano San Lucas, and the moment we hit our first target, I'm buying a yacht. Just a small one. Nothing too ostentatious.
Yeah, because owning a yacht and paying a small fortune just to park it somewhere isn't ostentatious at all. That was about the time that Victor finally arrived. He smiled and winked at Tamara, but when he turned to me, his face grew somber.
Sorry, pal. I don't think I even need to sit for this. So, basically, you're screwed. I've been trying to tell you this whole time. I should be the face of the company. But you never listen. I have the face. You can't even talk straight, and you're really awkward around people. I'm the better salesman. So I took your idea, and I'm selling it under my name. I hear our investor's a hot mama. So I bet she's gonna fall for my charms, no questions asked. Thanks for the help, pal. But with your dorkiness, you're never going to win over any kind of investment. I'm cutting you out. It's best I take it from here.
What are you talking about? Tamara will be my witness. She knows how much of all this is my work.
Victor's right.
I expected Victor was gonna do this type of stuff. He was just that kind of guy. But I never really thought he'd go so far as to steal other people's work. But most importantly, neither did I ever think that Tamara, the one girl I loved, the one girl I've always been loyal to, would stab me in the back so quickly.
Oh, don't look so surprised. You know I admire ambition, and Victor has a lot of it. That's what you lack. Ironic how your name's Leo, but you have the personality of a golden retriever. No matter how good you are at ideas, you lack a killer instinct. And the drive. I have no respect for you. I can only respect a man who's willing to do whatever it takes to achieve his goals.
Just like how I did everything, absolutely everything to stay loyal to you, to help you, to bring my ideas to fruition so we could launch a successful business together. I wanted to say all of that. I wanted to make her see how horrible she'd been to me despite my unwavering love for her. All this time. But I couldn't. I never could articulate what was in my head verbally. Perhaps they were both right. But it still wasn't right that only they were going to profit off of my hard work.
You look like you're about to cry, Leo.
Pathetic. You've always been pathetic. And that's why I've been secretly seeing Victor for weeks now. In fact, I helped him solidify this hostile takeover. Bet you didn't even suspect that, huh? You're just too trusting. You're just... You're not good enough anymore. Victor is the kind of guy who will do well in business. He's a shark. And you, poor unfortunate Leo, you're a sad little guppy.
Tamara stood, threw her napkin onto the table, and got ready to leave.
I'll be Victor's representation tonight. No need for you to come to the presentation. Goodbye forever, Leo.
I had to pay for the bottle of Chateauneuf des Papes nobody even got to open, and my credit cards were just about maxed out. In any case, I just gave it to the couple next to our table. They seemed to be having a much better time than I was. I'll remember the image of her leaving me that night. How she so casually flipped her hair and smiled at Victor as she entered his car, as if she hadn't just broken off a long-term relationship, as if it was nothing. Victor, on the other hand, will remember that night for something else entirely. While driving to the investors' meeting, he asked Tamara he'd been itching to ask the moment they left the restaurant. "Did you remember to grab the USB?"
"The what? Oh! Oh!"
That was how Tamara found herself back in my apartment. She was crying when I opened the door.
"I'm sorry. It was a huge mistake. I only said those things because Victor threatened me. You know how he is. How could he be? He's trapped me, I promise you. I never wanted to say those things. You know I love you."
"I believe you. And I know. I figured it out.
Please, forgive me. I promise I'll make everything right again. I just have to make things go smoothly tonight. And I promise you, I'll make everything right."
And as Tamara kissed me and held me in a tight embrace, she reached behind me and pulled the USB out of my laptop. Then she wiped her tears and straightened her dress out. She breathed a deep breath.
"I have to go now. If I don't, Victor will be suspicious."
"Yeah. No, of course. Go. Kick butt out there." She ran out and hopped into Victor's car. I'd know that obnoxious revving sound anywhere. They met with our investor, and Tamara talked her ears off as Victor struggled to get the whole setup figured out. He spent a good 5 minutes just trying to connect his laptop to the projector, and when he finally managed to get it working, he stumbled around with his laptop after he plugged in the USB Tamara had stolen from me. Suddenly, nothing seemed to be working right.
"We can reschedule if tonight is too soon for you to do the presentation."
Tamara saw that the investor was starting to get impatient. She kept looking at her watch. So she swooped in to distract her.
"Victor is such a genius. I promise you, if you invest in this venture, not only will he double your initial investment, he'll do it in a year. And the way he's just done this whole business plan, well, I've never seen anything like it. He did all this by himself."
Yeah. Victor this, Victor that. Would be nice if Victor could also do the presentation all by himself. At this rate, it'll be midnight before he gets the file open.
Do you need me to ask my assistant to help you?
Tick.
Tock.
Should have rescheduled.
I promise you, Victor will have it all ready in a bit.
Tamara started hissing at her new boyfriend.
Victor! Victor, what are you doing?
I don't know. Something's up with my stuff. Don't give me that look.
The investor clicked her hands and her assistant began to gather her things, readying her boss to leave the premises.
I'm so sorry I took a while. I should have informed you that I was on my way. Leo?
Leo?
Leo? What are you doing here?
I ignored them. Tamara and Victor both tried to get me to leave. But to me, they didn't exist anymore.
How did you know we were even here?
How did you find out where we were gonna take the meeting?
Because I told him. Did you really not think I wouldn't find it unusual that you walked in here without your project head? I vet the companies I invest in. Now, Leo, I don't have much time. I have a flight to Prague in an hour, and your dimwit colleagues have already wasted what precious few minutes we have.
They're not my colleagues anymore, ma'am. Earlier tonight, they tried to steal my files to sell them to you without my consent.
I figured as much, but that's great news. I didn't like either of them anyway.
I had a GPS tracker in that USB you have in your hand. By the way, Victor, the moment you inserted it into your laptop, all your files got deleted. Yeah, even those photos of you where you were trying so hard to flex your abs that one summer in Greece. Even those photos of my ex-girlfriend you kept in there. Yeah, I knew. The whole time. And you. You didn't really think I'd fall for those tears, did you, Tamara? You may have fooled me once, but you're not that good of an actress. Consider taking some acting classes while you wait tables at the cafe you like so much. Because after all this is over, that's the only place you'll ever be able to work at. You wanted a shark. Have fun getting bitten.
This is just so fascinating. The investor clapped her hands, delight on her face as she saw two people she despised being chewed alive. I have never seen this kind of passion from you, Leo. Absolutely fantastic. That's what I like to see in a young businessman. And you know what? Let's not bother doing the presentation here. Do you have a passport?
A passport, ma'am?
You can do the presentation once we're comfortably up in the air. I'm taking you to Prague.
I left those two stunned, without a job and without anyone to use. They were nothing. Meanwhile, I learned to speak my mind, and my life was all the better for it.